Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focus on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show, My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs. Warning, I'm tearing it down. I'm living in a period of life, and this is my transitional decree. A life which includes consistent joy, heartfelt gratitude, unconditional compassion for others, and unwavering tenacity for peace, which transcends all understanding. This is designed for a sustainable life, which will continue to create a better now for me. What is better in the world because of this decree? Could it be what I imparted in the spirit of my offspring, or the thumbprint I left on someone's life, or maybe it was during the times I was on my knee? I know that my eternal joy is within my spirit because it is my spirit that feeds my mind, and what my mind processes is channeled in my heart, fueling my every emotion and emotion. If I choose, if I make a sincere effort to change my spirit, I mean working each moment to remain not only focused, clarity of thought, but in the now. I will always prevail in peace, and if I have peace, I then have love. With love comes wisdom, and out of wisdom comes joy. If self-esteem is how I continue to take care of myself, then when I care about what others think about me, I will destroy me, myself, and I. I don't know how the rest of my story will end or who will be in it. I'll continue to try to stay in the moment. I want only what belongs to me. I don't want to fake it, just enjoy it. Just want to live the life. As Dr. Wayne Dyer spoke, I stop looking for the purpose because I am it. So be warned. Be warned. I am tearing it down.
In my
Good evening. I welcome all of you, each and everyone. Today is January 29th, and you are listening to My Soul, where we are redefining aging and lifestyles. My name is Free, your host. And we are the Baby Boomer Generation, otherwise known as BBG. We are aging to live. Hear us roar. The music that you heard was none other than I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack, and the poem was by none other than yours truly, and it's called Warning, I'm Tearing It Down. And later at the end of the show, we will be playing Paul Hardcastle's Don't You Know. This evening, we continue to offer awareness, as we have been the last year and months, in the form of personal power. We're beginning the year with a moment of focusing on rebalancing as it applies to our lifestyle. Again, you feel free to contact me at any time at Twitter, and my handle is at BoomerFree. Or you can contact me at www.blogtalkradio.com/mysoul, where you will also find my website link at right under the tag on the right-hand side, upper right corner. Call in and talk with us at 347-637-3466. That number again is 347-637-3466. This is Free, your host. On the menu this evening, plantain nachos paired with a glass of rosé. Yum, yum. Our topic tonight is entitled Companionship, the Dating Game. In an article, the research is based on an article that yours truly read entitled Top Dating Sites for Seniors. It was written by Avani Kennedy back on February 8, 2013, and she writes for the Senior Planet, or which I've told you about before. This article describes several popular dating sites which were tested for easy online experiences and came up with what they believe to be the five most both free and fee-based, senior specific, and all ages that they deemed senior friendly during that time period. In addition to this, I have also added one more dating site to this list, which was not available in the U.S. at the time that this article was written. It was in process, and so I wanted to add that as well. And like I said, down the road, I will be going over more tips on different helpful tips to you, not only just for dating, for information and help in other areas. So what is the fastest growing of online daters? If you're thinking men in their 30s, then think again. A study was done at the Bowling Green State University by professors of gerontology, which is aging, Dr. Wendy K. Watson and Dr. Charlie Steele. They had been researching, and this article was written back in 2012 originally when the study was publicized. The landscape, and found that people over 60 represent the most rapidly growing demographics in online dating. Yay for us. These two professors started research about online dating later in later life, and a shortage of data about older adults in the online dating world is what spurred this study. They both were interested in older life issues. She was focused on females, and he was focused mostly on males. And then they combined their efforts to increase the quantity and quality of the information received. So let's go over that. So while in the very early stages, they found that older adults appear to market themselves, one, differently on online dating sites than younger adults, of course, because gone is the focus on appearance and status when you reach our age. The belief here is that the single population to be more interested in honest self-representation. That's an accurate statement because that applies to yours truly. We're more interested in how you represent yourself in honesty, what your character is like, and being compatible rather than discussing areas such as sexual prowess and nightlife. They found a traditional online coding terms used to describe younger generations seem to miss some key elements relevant for ads placed by older adults. According to their initial findings presented recently during the Gerontological Society of America's International Conference, the study authors, they delved into the question of which features makes a dating site a good fit for seniors. And, of course, there's no one-size-fits-all, but their number one criteria made sense to us, the emphasis in profile questions on mutual interest and honest self-representation overlooks any sexual prowess. And you can read their article on my website. I've listed a link to where you can read their article, and it can be found as a My Soul website as well. Now let's talk about those quickly, sites, online dating sites that they talked to. They broke the interest down into four areas. One, why is it senior friendly? Two, what makes it easy? And three, the downside of it, and four, the price per month for 6 months or more. So the first one was Match.com. They stated that Match.com provides plenty of opportunity for you to explore your potential mate's education, faith, politics, and other choices that you may find important. Then it boasts a membership of over 17 million, 2.5 million of whom are seniors. So the odds, they state, are with you. What makes it easy? The site lets you breeze through the profile creation process by checking off the basics first. You save the paragraph sections for later, if and when you feel like further expounding on your life story and getting into nitty-gritty of the type of partner you're looking for. The site also offers online guidance. The downside is that the browsing is allowed for free, but you can't make any actual connections without joining a paid plan. The price per month for 6 months is $19.99, including the Match.com mobile, Match Talk, narrowing your search by using keywords and stir events, offline groups that gather locally for happy hours, cooking classes, etc. And they stated it was a great way to mix up with other singles. If you can't find a stir event that's right for you, you can organize one of your own. Okay. Next one, eHarmony. Why is it senior-friendly? eHarmony is dedicated to helping seniors find long-term relationships. With over 20 million registered users, the key differences between eHarmony and a traditional senior dating site is the intricate compatibility matching system, which narrows the field from thousands of senior singles and claims to find the most compatible matches based on your profile. What makes it easy? Answering 258 multiple-choice questions based on some psychological testing may not sound easy, but once it's done, eHarmony uses this information and members aren't allowed to search. You can simply sit back and wait for the experts to send you the matches based on your answers to the questions by email. eHarmony, the downside, it totally controls your dating choices. It's not for everybody. Plus, because the site has a Christian ideology, it does not entertain same-sex matches, those that are relegated to a new separate service run by eHarmony called Compatible Partners. This site will not admit members who are legally separated, but not the site, will not admit members who are legally separated but not divorced. And the price per month for 6 months, $23.95 for eHarmony experts to decipher your perfect match based on your answers and their methodology. AARP dating, powered by How About We. Why it's senior friendly? It's senior friendly because it has recently partnered with HowAboutWe.com, recently partnered with, well, at the time of this article, with AARP for a version targeted specific to the 50-plus population, which is no surprise to us. Since we had HowAboutWe pegged as the most senior-friendly online dating method, HowAboutWe and its AARP version are built around proposed dates. You can propose a date or scan dates that potentially potential partners have proposed, and they range anywhere from the generic coffee somewhere to a bike ride or to a show or to a sports event. So either way, it's simple to read. Someone by the type of activity they want to share and find a good fit that way. The site has fun, laid-back feel that's easy to maneuver, and you can post a date for free without the muss and fuss of completing a daunting profile. If you use the play function while you're browsing, you have a quick and easy way to sort. This one looks nice from the No Way in Hellers, who you can get a daily email from a site with potential dates based on your preferences, age, political, so forth. If you like the idea of a live meeting without spending hours online, AARP dating is a great option. AARP dating promotes face-to-face meetings, so it's not a good choice for those who rather learn more about the person before going on a date. Price for 6 months, an affordable $12 per month. AARP gets a 7-day free trial and 50% off a membership. Our time is the next one. It's senior friendly, they said, because 1.4 million hip mature seniors visit Our Time each month. It's one of the most popular dating sites catering to the over 50 set. The personality section is a great feature if you're looking for more than a one-night stand. And the profile questions range from, do you like to cook, to are you a punchable person, traits that most younger users don't really consider important, but many seniors do. What makes it easy? The profile is a straightforward mix of multiple choice questions and paragraphs without much glitz or glamour. The downside, the online dating veterans may miss the extra features that other sites offer. The price per month for 6 months, browsing is allowed before joining the plan for a modest $12.99 per month, and you'll need to answer some basic questions before you get into a full-fledged search. Online chat is available, but you have no Facebook mobile connections yet, as of the time of this article. The next one, OkCupid. Why is it single friendly? With over 3.5 million active users, OkCupid offers a plethora of unique visitors, seniors included. Some of the questions are geared toward the younger set, but seniors get around it by answering the mature questions about what you do on Friday night, the type of books and movies you like, and a biggie for those who are set in their ways. What 6 things could I never do without? That's just an example. But what makes it easy for us? The profile is primarily Q&A based. Many of the questions are a bit bizarre, but easy to skip over. Don't let the profile creation discourage you from taking advantage of this gratis membership account. The downside, it's fun and easy, but you get what you pay for. Enough said. Price per month for 6 months, free. Unless you find the ad distracting, if you prefer, few flashing banner ads and more access to occasion. To information on who visited your profile, go ahead and upgrade to an A-list status for a monthly fee of $14.95. Connecting with Facebook and Twitter is a free option at this site. Now, here's the one that I added. This is the one that was added by yours truly free, and it's called Stitch. Why is Stitch senior friendly? Number one, it's a small, it's just growing, And so, therefore, if you notice from the rest of those that I read, they have millions and millions of viewers. It's just growing, which makes your choices and your options and your connection a little bit more intimate. It helps mature adults, single or married, find the companionship they need. Because the concept here is that when we get into our 60s, we become lonely. And based on that, just because we're married, maybe our partner no longer wants to go out or go bike riding or go walking. And so this will allow you to connect with someone just for that purpose. Not everything is about sexual intimacy or in that form. So we're talking about companionship at any level, such as dinner date, travel partners, activity companionships, and more. You can find like-minded adults in your area, and that's growing, who have the same interests as you. Just set up a profile and start connecting with other members while bonding over similar interests and activities. Viewing of potential connections are displayed one person per page, and so you don't have to look at all these people. And you select by choosing one of three options: not interested, maybe later, or I am interested. You will only be linked with another person or that person that you said you were interested in when and if they select your profile is interested. Otherwise, they will never know that you expressed an interest. I want to add, get into that later. Now, what makes it so easy? You complete your completing your profile is primarily Q&A based. You make a selection by your age, gender, and demographics. And many of the questions are very basic but easy to skip over. Don't let the profile creation process discourage you from taking advantage of this gratis membership account. One of the things that makes Stitch so different from any other site is how they try to ensure that the people you're introduced to are exactly who they say they are before anyone can communicate with you on Stitch. They're required to verify their identity with Stitch. Stitch incorporates a number of different verification methods, but one that Stitch requires from all memberships is verification of some form, and it's usually a credit card in order to validate your name and address. They even provide, on occasions, personal calls to ensure your identity. Downside, it's still small, it's still growing. It's fun and easy. But like I said, it's still small and it's growing stage. So it wasn't until the late 2013 that the company truly established its identity as a joint U.S.-Australian operation. And also, if I didn't say it before, they are also international. But they are just really expanded in California, and it's now currently opened up an office in New York, and another one in Southern California. And so eventually they will grow to other areas. And so in the meantime, it does give you the option of meeting someone, if just for companionship, just to have someone to connect with, maybe to travel and see, maybe to talk to, or for whatever reason. The price per month, free. Of course, there is a $5 to $10 identity verification fee, which, by the way, from now up until February 28th, the fee has been waived for a verification fee, but you do still have to be verified. So then you're browsing. But even with the free $5 and identity verification fee, or $10 identity verification fee, you get an opportunity to browse forever with a basic Stitch feature, and that basic feature includes: if you become a member under the free category, you get to view one member profile per day. But if you sign up under a $9 a month category, that includes your identity verification fee, unlimited viewing of the member's profile, and includes customer support as well as the use of that's it. And then for $19 per month, you get the basic Stitch features. You get premium security, which all three, free and the $9 a month, get this premium security, unlimited profiles, customer support, and you get the use of a private Stitch phone calling. So, for instance, if you were to connect Stitch, as we said, with another individual, then you wanted to call them, you would not have to use your phone. You would use Stitch's private Stitch phone calling, and it includes, again, the $19 a month includes your identity verification. So those are some options for you. Just wanted to throw those out. You, we know that Valentine's Day is coming up, and just want you to be aware. Another thing I want, please note that be aware when signing up for any automatic payment on any online dating site. Since complaints have been filed that certain sites continue to charge monthly fees after member cancels, keep an eye on your bank statement. So you just want to make sure that everything is running smoothly. And, of course, like I said last week, in everything you do, always verify and be careful. Closing remarks. Next week, we will continue our journey in a different direction. And we're going to, next month is Black History Month, which is a special time for yours truly. And so I have something special in mind for you all and a special treat. But I wanted to give a big shout out to Ursule Brown of Chicago, who just turned 100 years of age. And guess what her secret to longevity is? She said it was walking in Miller's beer. So happy birthday, Ursule. Hopefully we were able to assist you tonight in refocusing on your hopes, dreams, and aspirations, my fellow baby boomers and seniors. I thank and appreciate you for taking the time to listen. I appreciate you participating in sharing in this dance of redefining who we are, BBGs, and how our spirits dance, my soul. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for a premier dinner hour where there's always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. Keep aging to live, keep moving, and keep dancing. I will talk with you next week. Don't you know, Paul Hardcastle.